Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim. Kalam and Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph. So the Chayotim says, Yeshizor Shechav and Loimer Kedusha should be Yotzer, Kedusha Shalavala Tzion B'tzibur. Besides the Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Kedusha two other times in Davening. We say Kedusha during what's called Yotzer, which means during Shacharis, Birchus Kriya Shema, and we say it again by the end of davening in Avodah Tzion. So the Chayotim says a person should preferably try and arrange that he's going to say those kedushas together with the tzibur. The Yesharim and the Oser Lomer B'Yochid, because there is an opinion that these kedushas, just like the kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei, which requires being said with tzibur, so the kedusha of Birchus Kriya Shema and Avodah Tzion also requires that it has to be said with the tzibur together. The Ramos says our minig is not like that, and we say it even b'yachid. But since it's a machlokes, and we're going to say it because of the minig, we would prefer not to be involved in a machlokes. Therefore, it is appropriate to try and arrange that you're going to be able to say these kedushas together with the tzibur. Now, during Birchus Kriya Shema, a person cannot be mafsik in Pesukah de Zimra, and obviously Kabbal Herman to Birchus Kriya Shema in order to say it with the Tzibur. But by Kedusha B'Avodah Tzion, Mishnah Berurah says a person has not started Ashrei yet, and the Tzibur is a little bit ahead of him. And the Sefer Isha Yisrael, and they bring that Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, even a person did start Ashrei or Lamed Tzeach already, and the Tzibur gets to Kedusha de Sidra, the person should skip the point where he's at, skip to say the Kedusha with the Tzibur, then afterwards go back and pick up where he left off in Ashrei or Lamatzeach or whatever it is. So a person should try and avoid saying it B'yachid. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman and Tes in the name of the Pichodesh, B'yachid means that you're mamash davening by yourself. If you're davening in a place where there's a minyan, there's 10 people, even though you're actually behind them, you're not saying at the same time as them, that's not called saying a b'yachid, that's considered you're saying it with the tzibur. And therefore, everybody holds that you could say kedusha in that situation. Not like the opinion that the Shulchan Aruch brings that if a person's b'yachid cannot say kedusha, the situation, if he's with 10 people, he can say kedusha. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah does say, in a situation where a person is davening b'yachid, so our minhag is to say it. He doesn't have an option of saying with the tzibur. There's no tzibur here. He was sick and he's davening at home by himself or such a sort of situation. So we're going to add a extra hug upon the person which will allow him to say it. If a person says it as if he's learning, so then it doesn't look like he's saying it as a tefillah, which we're saying b'yachid, according to one opinion, you cannot say it as a tefillah, but he's saying it as learning. So how do we indicate that you're saying this as learning as opposed to saying it as tefillah? If you use the niggun that a person would use, a person was learning it. So the Shabur says that means a person would say with the appropriate ta'amim, the appropriate trup, the niggun the person uses to say these psukim are from Navi. And so the person would say it in the same type of tune that he uses to say the words of the Haftarah. Interestingly enough, Rav Moshe Tshuva says that the main issue here is to show that he's saying it derech limud as opposed to saying it derech tefillah. So if a person has a certain niggun that he always learns in, a certain type of sing-song that he always learns in, that would also accomplish the same thing over here. It's Lav Davka saying it with the trop of the Navi. The point is, he's saying in a way that it looks like he's learning as opposed to as if he's saying it derech tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down in regards to the Kedusha of Birchus Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring it in regards to the Kedusha of Avodah Tzion. He does not require over there this idea of saying it with the trup. So a person is davening b'yachid, according to Mishnah Berurah, he would say it like the minhag of the Ramah, and there's no need to say it with the trup. However, there are those who quote from actually quite early on in the Siddur Yesodi Yeshurin from Rafelder's Zatzal. So he says, he quotes over here from Leitz HaGoinim, that from Rav Tzemach Rosh Yeshiva the Pumpadisa, so that's mamash in the time of the Goinim, that a person would say the Kedusha of the Sidra, that's the Kedusha of Avodah Tzion, and he's saying it by himself, he should say it with the time of the Psukim just like children would be learning in front of the Rebbe, so that using the, either the shop or the sing song that, that people would use when they're learning it, that's the nusach you would use over there as well. One last point, we said that a person should skip. If a person holding an ashray or in lamatzeach, he should skip. He would skip ashray lamatzeach, the first two psukim of Uvolat Zion, and he would say the kedusha together with the tzibur. When does he go back? When is considered that he finished the kedusha? Now it's time to go back. So maybe it's just the psukim of kedush and baruch and Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam V'ed. So I did not find anybody who says it very explicitly, but in this sefer Yisrael Yeshurun, he brings from a Rav Sajagoin, who holds that a Yachid does not say it, so he tells me where you should start. He says you should start from Baruch Elokeinu, Shabbat Lichwedai. So a person would say Ashrei, according to the Rav Sajagoin, a person would say Ashrei, a person would say Lamatzeach, a person would skip from the beginning of the Walatziyun until Baruch Elokeinu, and we'd say Baruch Elokeinu. So we see from that that Rav Sajagoin understands and sees that the beginning, from the beginning of the that paragraph until the Hashem Hashiach Melech Yadena, which you say in a Volatzir, not in Lamed Tzeh, but in a Volatzir, that's all like a continuation of the Kedusha de Sidra. So you skip all of that, you start from Baruch Elokeinu. So that would seem to indicate to me that in a situation where a person skipped, in order to say it with the Tzibur, he should continue saying those Psukim. When he finishes those Psukim, then he should go back to Ashrei or Lamed Tzeh. Have a good day.